Please be seated. Please be seated, brethren. For this morning's first message, we'll have a sermonette from a member of the Buffalo, New York, USA congregation. The Buffalo, New York is a pretty far, long way from where we are today. But Mr. Ron Bell is here today with his wife, Rosalie, and his son, Ron, and his son's wife, Jennifer. Ron and his son were both graduates of ABC in 2016, so it was the father and son team at the ABC in 2016. So Mr. Ron Bell from the Buffalo, New York congregation will bring us the sermonette.
Buongiorno. If you notice, I've been taking a lot of pictures of everybody, and that's because I am the unofficial official photographer for the feast. So I'm going to take another picture of you guys right now, because this is the only opportunity I'm going to get up here. Could y'all squeeze together a little bit? Oh, that's all right. I'll just do it this way. All right. Please do smile when I come around taking pictures of you, though. Also, you have to remind me to smile. I don't do that often, but you never know. I just want you guys to look your best when I'm taking a picture, because you never know, in 28 years, I might be showing you your photograph. My family, when I was growing up, we always had a pet dog. The first dog that I do remember was when I was 4 years old. We had a white German Shepherd, and her name was Sheba. After that, we had another German Shepherd, and his name was King. I'm sure that many of you have a pet dog or a cat. I have fish. But my son's got a cute little golden doodle named Bella. So I got a grand dog. But how would you like to have a different pet? One that you normally would not have as a pet. Say like a wild one. Think of what type of animal that you would like to have right now. Did you guess the same one that I guessed? I've always wanted a pet tiger. I think the tiger is the most unique of all the creatures, and I really would love to have one of these. So how many chose the tiger? Again, the tiger is an amazing one, and even though if you raised one from birth, it would still be wild and still could attack you and do great harm to you. So, will one day, will it be possible to have a pet tiger? Will the nature of the animal kingdom be changed in the millennium? This is the question that we will examine today. We're here celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, picturing this earth when Jesus Christ returns as the promised Messiah, who will establish the kingdom of God. He will at last usher in world peace, and this will even involve even the whole nature. Yes, even the nature of the animal kingdom will be transformed into an Eden-like paradise. Turn to Isaiah chapter 11, which explains that very nature of the many animals that will change. Isaiah chapter 11, and we'll start in verse 6. Isaiah 11, verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, God's kingdom. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the eternal as the waters cover the sea. The bear and the lion will graze like cattle, and poisonous snakes will no longer be dangerous to us. This must need a lot of great change in their nature for this to happen. Does this happen instantly or over time? Christ is coming in the full power of God. So if he wanted to, it could happen instantly. But we do not know that. It is very unclear. But when you look back at the Garden of Eden, when God brought all the animals before Adam to name them, and then that's in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 20, don't have to turn there, there was no indication in the scripture that any of these animals were predators or that Adam was afraid of them. Maybe this was their original nature. But like man, they were corrupted. We can only assume that just as Satan has influenced the nature of human beings to one of hostility and hatred, his influence extended into the animal kingdom as well. The fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah 11 will require a major restructuring of the global ecosystem. The animals will undergo some changes in their diet and their nature. Wild animals will be tame and will never harm anyone or any other animal again. Reading from the United Church of God's commentary by Tom Robinson, it notes that the animals mentioned here are also symbolic of nations, and their peaceful dwelling together represents an end of war among people. The lamb, kid, calf, fatling, ox, and cow often appear in scripture to symbolize the Israelite peoples. As for the great cats, the leopard and the lion, and also the bear, Daniel 7 mentions them to symbolize the great Gentile empires. These parallels are perhaps most clearly seen in Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 6, where the lion, wolf, and leopard are widely understood to represent Israel's enemies. In God's millennial reign, God will change the nature of the beast among men, as was figuratively portrayed by Nebuchadnezzar when God made him, the Babylonian lion, eat grass with the oxen. The world will be restored to Eden-like conditions. Ever since Satan the devil appeared in the Garden of Eden as the wily serpent and entered the garden and enticed Adam and Eve to sin, he has been corrupting everything. Today, Romans chapter 8, verse 22 tells us that the whole creation groans. That includes the animal kingdom. One of the most important things Bible prophecy reveals about the millennium is that during this time, there will be a massive restoration project to bring the world back to an Eden-like conditions. Paradise lost will become paradise restored. It will end up being far better than all the ideas of utopia that man has ever dreamed up. Notice what the Bible prophecy tells us about this time in Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 3. Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 3. For the Eternal will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her deserts like the garden of the Eternal. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. There will be safety and peace for the children. Regarding the children, he promises us, great shall be the peace of your children, in Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Families and young children will be safe from all predators. In Ezekiel 34 and verse 25, I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I believe that Jesus will make the wild beasts tame so that they will never attack or devour people again. I do not believe that he will eliminate them completely based on the other supporting scriptures that we have. Safety and security will be commonplace in God's kingdom. Can you picture yourself camping in the woods or just walking through the forest without the fear of bears or the big bad wolf? Can you imagine a place like that? That's where we're headed. So what animal would you like for a pet? How many would like the tiger? The tiger is my choice, and I've already picked out a name for him. Can you guess what the name will be? It's actually from one of my favorite tiger characters in a popular cartoon that was in the 1980s. If you think you know the name, some of you youngsters out there, talk to me after services. And this tiger head will be yours. I'll give you one hint. My tiger has two different names, but you only have to give me one, and this head is yours. I'm not taking it back to New York. It's staying here. You guys can put it in your luggage. The scriptures we have read show that not only will the earth be transformed into an Eden-like conditions, but that even the nature of the animals will be changed. I look forward to that. There are many other scriptures that you can find in your own Bibles supporting this promise from God. So to answer the question, will the nature of the animal kingdom be changed in the millennium? Yes. It is God's will to do so. Brethren, as we continue to celebrate God's Feast of Tabernacles, picturing Christ's millennial rule over this earth, think of how wonderful it will be for those living in a world of peace and harmony, where all of mankind will truly, truly dwell together with each other in love, where the animals will roam freely with each other. No cages, no leashes, no restraints. How great will it be able to walk up to a full-grown tiger and not be afraid? This will be the wonderful world tomorrow.